Welcome to Movie Snark, where we make fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. Abridged scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's Aliens, written by Alex W., read by Archie Andrico.
Fade in. Exterior space. Cue. Guillaume Ballet Suite Adagio from 2001 A Space Odyssey. James Horner score. A drifting shuttle is boarded by salvagers who find Sigourney Weaver in cryosleep. Salvager 1. Now to plunder this wreck. Hey, she's still alive. And damn our luck, we are the only scrupulous deep space scavengers in the history of science fiction. Oh, look, she dropped her wallet and all the coins fell out. I should put those back. Interior med lab, orbiting future space base. Paul Reiser and his super-futuristic popped-collar 80s jacket arrive to see Sigourney. Paul Reiser. Sigourney, I have bad news. You've been asleep 50 years, during which time your shuttle drifted all the way across the galaxy. Sigourney Weaver. But in the first scene, I couldn't have been going much over 25 miles per hour. I guess the galaxy either shrunk by a factor of 400,000 while I was gone, or you've redefined years to mean centuries. Convulses.
What's happening? Prosthetic tummy stretching!
An alien begins to emerge, but Sigourney wakes up. It was a nightmare. Sigourney Weaver. Just a horrible dream that for some reason began with all the exact same real-life exposition I was given earlier. That is so weird. Interior corporate briefing room. Sigourney meets with a table of suits and the galaxy's largest monochromatic monitor screen, which is presumably on loan from the Museum of Ancient Computer History. Sigourney Weaver. Listen to me, damn it! The company was evil and evilly ordered their evil android to bring back an evil alien. Why won't you evil company people believe how evil you are? Evil Suit 1. Look, you claim to have found a life form not discovered in over 500 surveyed worlds. 500! I mean, that's pretty much the whole universe right there, isn't it? How many planets are there in the sum totality of known space? 550? 600 tops? Evil Suit 2. We're just trying to understand what happens, Sigourney, so please try to relax and enjoy the giant pictures of your dead friends we've been screening this whole time. Evil Suit 3. Anyway, we've had a colony on that planet for 20 years, and they've never found any aliens. Sigourney Weaver. Huh. Did they find an enormous crashed spaceship broadcasting the powerful distress signal that my ship detected from way out in space? Evil Suit 3. No. We're hoping everyone in the audience forgot about all that. Sigourney Weaver. Fine. I'll be in my room waiting for whenever you decide this movie should goddamn start already. Interior, Sigourney's room. Sigourney and her cat are visited by Paul Reiser and the guy who played Lieutenant Gorman. And sure, we could use his real name, but fuck that. He's Lieutenant Gorman. Paul Reiser. More bad news, Sigourney. We lost contact with the colony, and even worse, all our provinces, duchies, and estates got trashed. We were hoping that... Sigourney Weaver. No! I'll never return to planet LV-223. Paul Reiser. But, wait. Isn't it LV-426? Shrugs. Like anyone cares. Listen, this time you'll have Marines. Sigourney Weaver. You don't understand. If I'm not careful, this franchise could define my entire career for decades to come. Decades! I can't risk it. Lieutenant Gorman. Damn it, Sig, we all know you'll change your mind, so hurry up. It's going to be over an hour of movie before you even see a goddamn alien at this pace. Sigourney Weaver. Fine, I'll go. To Cat. And you, you little shit, you're staying here. Making you literally the only character to appear in both really great alien movies and none of the crappy ones. Go figure. Interior, big tough marine ship. Sigourney meets the Marines, led by grizzled black sarge, trademark, Al Matthews. Welcome aboard, Sigourney. Remember, you're here strictly as an advisor, so naturally you will come with us to the front lines instead of remaining safely in orbit. Jeanette Goldstein. Woo-hoo. I cannot wait to start fragging shit, kicking off what is sure to be a long career of substantial film roles, which this certainly won't be the apex of. Sigourney Weaver. Don't be too cocky. Just one of those things took out my entire crew in 24 hours. Granted, they were civilians untrained in any form of combat and had no decent weapons, and never mind. Interior mess hall. Black soldier guy. We are joking about alien species, thus establishing that we know there are all kinds of other aliens, making it even more dumb that we won't buy Ripley's story. Sigourney Weaver. I don't trust you, Android Lance Henriksen. Lance Henriksen. I prefer the term artificial person myself, which is kind of like a U.S. immigrant preferring to be called fake American. But anyway, you can totally trust me. I cannot harm humans or through inaction allow them to come to harm. Sigourney Weaver. But almost taking Bill Paxton's hand apart with a knife 2 seconds ago, that was A-okay? Lance Henriksen. Well, it was worth it to demonstrate my awesome super-fast reflexes that I will never use. Sigourney Weaver. Oh, I'm sure that ability will come in handy at some point. Not like my totally superfluous skill with this mech forklift suit. Yep, just a random character moment, that's all. They reach the planet, and absolutely goddamn everybody goes planetside, leaving not even one solitary person aboard the main ship, because these guys have even less tactical sense in the game of Risk. Interior, spooky, deserted colony. Al Matthews. It looks like the colonists barricaded all the doors, but something burst through the ceiling and floor as evidenced by these giant gaping holes. Dumbass civilians, you won't see Marines making that stupid mistake. Michael Biehn, entering. Excuse me, sir, but we found three small, gross, parasitic organisms, and only one of them is a human child. The others are alien facehuggers. Sigourney Weaver. A child? No doubt she's deeply traumatized from seeing her entire family and everyone else she knows horribly killed. Only my magical estrogen powers can help her. Carrie Henn. You removed the dirt from my face, and with it all my catatonic shock. Thanks. Now I can concentrate on being the cute comic relief from here on in. Most of the Marines go to track down the colonists, while Lieutenant Gorman monitors them from the super fun slidey chair of command. Lieutenant Gorman. Whee! Slidey command chair! Whee! Notices something on the monitor. Sigourney, what's all that crap on the walls? Sigourney Weaver.
I have no idea. Ridley Scott cut out the scene in Alien where I saw that before, but if you just watched the director's cut of Alien, then I do know what that is, and I'm choosing not to share that information for some reason. You see, this is why you need to be careful with director's cuts in franchise movies. Oh, hey, while I was rambling, they went and put themselves under the giant nuclear reactor. Damn, if only I'd seen the giant nuclear reactor label on the map sooner.
Lieutenant Gorman, into radio. Sarge, don't let anyone fire their weapons. There is a really easy-to-explain reason for this, but damned if I'm going to tell you. Interior, colony, under the nuclear reactor. Al Matthews. Okay, everyone, hand in your one and only clip of ammo. We all made sure to bring exactly one clip, right? I'm sure our most hot-headed and battle-eager soldiers made sure to follow this rule, so I won't even ask them if they have backup ammo. Female medic.
Hey, I found a colonist! Don't worry, sir. You've just been kidnapped by aliens, cocooned with crazy goo crap, and possibly implanted with an embryo. Now, where's my polysporin?
Suddenly, a baby alien bursts out of the colonist. Aliens, appearing from everywhere.
Geez, fucking finally! We weren't allowed to attack sooner. Cameron had some bullshit reason about building the suspense to a breaking point before using a chest burst as the big release. I mean, seriously, we could have killed you all 5 times over by now. All of which is to say, it's fuck you time!
The aliens start killing the fuck out of the Marines, starting with the female medic, and 3/4 of a second later, Black Soldier Guy. Black Soldier Guy plummeting to fiery death.
At least I didn't die first!
Al Matthews, being eviscerated.
Me neither! Still, it's hardly a banner day for African-American characters now, is it?
All seems lost, but Sigourney bursts in with the giant Marinabago and saves all the top-billed actors. Michael Biehn.
We made it outside, and aliens won't chase us into the rain because it really freezes up there.
Michael Biehn. We made it outside, and aliens won't chase us into the rain because it really freezes up their hair or something. Jeanette Goldstein.
Oh, crap, guys. Look at that giant screen. It's showing a video of our dropship crashing.
Sigourney Weaver.
Actually, I think that's meant to be happening right in front of us. Man, is that ever fake.
Shrugs.
It's not like anyone comes to James Cameron movies for the cutting-edge visual effects.
Bill Paxton, shitting out spine, guts, balls.
That's just great. We're in some pretty shit now, man. Game over, man. Game, set, and match. Check fucking mate, man. They sunk our battleship. Yacht fucking Z, man. It was Mr. Green in the conservatory with the candlestick. All our base belonged to them.
Carrie Henn.
We should get back inside. They mostly come out at night. Mostly.
Michael Biehn.
This whole fucking planet is thunderstorms and gloom 24/7. How can they even tell when nighttime is?
Interior, colony, operations room. Lance Henriksen. That escaping steam tells me that the entire reactor is going to explode shortly. Though bear in mind, my programming is based on those early 21st century websites that said your itchy toe means you have cancer. Sigourney Weaver.
How long have we got?
Lance Henriksen. Well, if I calculate the time all the remaining story events will cover, then add 10 seconds to make our escape extra dramatic, I get 6 hours.
Jeanette Goldstein. Damn it! Our rescue team is 41 days away, since apparently we only plan for leisurely-paced military emergencies.
Michael Biehn.
And there's nobody aboard our main ship. Only the remote control mechanism that would need some kind of radio to connect with. And we're stuck down here in the colony with its giant radio transmitter. We're totally fucked.
Lance Henriksen. Wait a sec. I could use the radio to send radio waves. Michael Biehn. Bless your hyper-smart computer brain. Okay, you go do that. Meanwhile, I'll equip Sigourney with all the plot devices she'll need to reach the end of the movie alive. Interior med lab, later. Sigourney Weaver. Let's get some shut-eye, Carrie. Because of my recurrent alien nightmares, I think we should sleep in the facehugger room. They do. But when Sigourney wakes up, her gun is missing and the facehugger tubes have been knocked over. Sigourney Weaver. How the hell did I sleep through all that? Never mind. I must signal for help. Signals frantically to camera. Cut to interior operations room. Paul Reiser. I'd better switch off the video feed so that nobody sees Sig and Carrie get implanted with aliens. Huh. So I guess the camera was still on while I was running around stealing Sigourney's gun and releasing the facehuggers into her room. Luckily, nobody was watching the monitors then. Yep, I sure dodged an alien auxiliary jaw to the face that time, as I'm sure I will continue to do. Yes, sir. Interior med lab. Sigourney Weaver.
Carrie, the facehuggers are loose. Quick, let's point our faces toward the middle of the room with our mouths open.
They almost get facehugged, but the Marines save them. They question Paul Reiser. Sigourney Weaver.
So what was your big plan, Paul? The others were going to find us with facehuggers on and say, huh, that's odd. Oh, well, we can just sort that out back home.
Michael Biehn. And after the facehuggers fell off and they both woke up, they weren't going to say, guys, we have aliens implanted inside us. Little help, please. Carrie Henn.
And we wouldn't just walk over to the nearest medi table and perform emergency C-sections on ourselves to remove the alien embryos? What? We've had that technology for decades, apparently.
Paul Reiser.
Wow, that sure was a stupid plan of mine. Almost as stupid as deciding not to run off while you were all busy fighting facehuggers, but instead talk my way out.
Michael Biehn. I've had enough. I'm killing you now. The alarm goes off. Michael Biehn. Damn, Gorman, watch him so I can kill him later. Even though in the time I gave that order, to a superior officer no less, I could have also shot him through the head. Aliens attack again. Shockingly, they bypass the locked doors and come through the floor and ceiling. Carrie Henn. Michael Biehn, firing wildly. Damn it, there was no way to see that coming at all. Retreat! Aliens grab Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Quick, Michael, shoot me before they take me away, like you promised Sigourney earlier.
Michael Biehn. Huh? Fuck you. I need that ammo for myself. I just told her that to get into her pants. The aliens go mad about Paul Reiser and eat him. Carrie leads everyone into a vent, but Gorman and Goldstein get cut off and surrounded. Lieutenant Gorman. Guess we've got no choice but to blow ourselves up. Jeanette Goldstein. Riley.
You always were an asshole, Gorman.
Lieutenant Gorman. Yeah, well, I wasn't the one who fired my giant weapon into the nuclear reactor against explicit orders, dipshit. They explode. The shockwave goes along the vent, and Carrie Henn is thrown down a tube onto a trampoline that bounces her off of a shop awning and into a pool. Carrie Henn. Michael Biehn.
Damn, they got Carrie.
She's a goner. Sigourney Weaver.
No, I am certain she's still alive. The aliens only kidnap you except when they don't. Come on.
Exterior outside the colony. Sigourney and Michael reach Lance and the other dropship, but Michael runs out of lines of dialogue and has to stay behind. Sigourney gears up with 40,000 pounds of guns and ammo because while she was learning how to shoot, she also learned super strength. Lance Henriksen. Should I come along, what with my super fast reflexes and all? Sigourney Weaver.
Fuck no. Just sit here, which presumably Michael could do.
Interior colony, lower levels. Sigourney meanders into the alien lair and finds Carrie and the alien queen. Oh, crap. Alien queen.
Oh, hey there. Despite our innate cunning and such, we totally haven't clued in on how the klaxons and flashing lights and alarms are a problem in any way. We figured you guys were just throwing a Cinco de Mayo party or something. Anyway, you die now.
Sigourney Weaver.
So how does your species work exactly? You sit here and plant tons of eggs, then hope some space-faring race will just happen to choose this planet from amongst billions of others, and then out of this entire planet just happen to stumble across your lair and then decide to start randomly sticking their faces inside everything?
Alien Queen.
Don't knock it. It's worked twice already. Or is it three times? Or wait, that was Sigourney Weaver flipping out. Don't you dare go there!
Opens fire on alien eggs.
Blah!
Carrie Henn.
Sigourney, glad you're having a catharsis, but, imminent nuclear explosion?
Bill Paxton, weakly.
Hey, over here. Remember me? I was kidnapped like 3 minutes before Carrie was. Maybe save me, too? Hello?
Sigourney Weaver.
Sorry, Bill. I've got all my surrogate family slots filled now. Let's go, Carrie.
Sigourney and Carrie get to the landing platform, but the ship is gone. Sigourney Weaver.
Damn, trapped, and with no ammo. Guess I shouldn't have shot all those eggs that were about to be vaporized in 5 minutes anyway.
Lance Henriksen.
No, we're still here. The touch of hiding below the platform and rising dramatically was my idea.
They escape, and the colony goes boom. Interior orbiting marine ship. Sigourney Weaver. Well, looks like we're safe. Oh, shit, the alien queen was hiding in the landing gear. So what, in the last 50 years, we all decided the warning landing gear stuck display had outlived its usefulness? Lance Henriksen, being impaled.
Oh, if only I had super-fast reflexes, I might have avoided that.
Carrie Han, check script.
Oh, man, again, fine.
Sigourney Weaver, emerging with mech armor.
Get away from her, you bitch! I'm going to hear variations on that forever, aren't I?
They fight. Sigourney knocks the alien queen into the airlock shaft and opens the airlock, thus setting up the bit we all knew was ridiculous even back when we were kids. Sigourney Weaver.
Take that! Now I will hang on to this metal bar with one elbow, that being exactly one more than the number of spacesuits I'm wearing, against the vacuum of space and the entire weight of the enormous alien queen and the mech suit combined. And strangely, the air is not instantly ripped from my lungs, nor is my arm simply torn in half. And now I can just climb the ladder.
Does so.
What a satisfying conclusion. Back to cryostasis.
Carrie Henn.
But, Ripley, what if some asshole screenwriter kills us all in our sleep?
Sigourney Weaver.
What? After all the shit we've been through to earn this ending, nobody would be that much of a douchebag, Newt.
Ripley and Newt and Higgs and Bishop go into cryosleep and return safely to Earth and live happily ever after, and I don't fucking care what anyone else fucking says, that's what fucking happens. The end.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Media. Visit badmariamedia.org for more.